Thank you, Mr. President. Since my distinguished colleague from Belarus mentioned about denuclearization of Korean Peninsula in his statement, I would like to draw the attention of distinguished delegates to the CD to the following. Next week will mark the 1 year since the first DPRK US summit was held in Singapore. It was a momentous occasion of great importance in promoting peace and stability on Korean Peninsula and in the region. The June 12 DPRK US joint statement adopted at the summit enjoyed full support and approval by all countries across the world, and it remains vivid in our memory that in the wake of this summit, many delegations in this chamber welcomed and supported the outcome of the summit. In this regard, I would like to read out the press statement of the spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the DPRK, released on June 4th to mark this occasion. I would not relate on the statement in detail for the sake of our next substantive discussion, but key points in the statement that will shed light on the main cause of current deadlock of the DPRK-US dialogue. And the following is the excerpt of the statement. The government of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has exerted tireless efforts over the past year to establish new DPRK-US relations, building a lasting and a stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, and achieve denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, as stipulated in the June 12 DPRK-US joint statement. It also made every effort, such as taking practical initiatives that requires strategically decisive measures. However, it is regrettable to see that the United States has become ever more undisguised during the past 1 year in its scheme to annihilate us by force while deliberately turning away from the implementation of the DPRK-US joint statement and only insisting on us our unilateral surrender of nuclear weapons. At the second DPRK-US summit in Hanoi, the United States made the biggest mistake of having missed a lifetime opportunity by insisting on dismantlement of the nuke first. This overshadows the future of the DPRK-US talks. Had the United States done anything of any little help in addressing the issue with seriousness, with serious and sincere attitude for implementing joint statement, the issue of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula might have made much progress. In his policy speech, Chairman of the State Affairs Commission of the DPRK said that given the persistence of deep-rooted hostility between the DPRK and the US, it is necessary for the implementation of the joint statement that both sides give up their unilateral demands and find a constructive solution which meets each other's interest. And he said that to this end, it is requisite for the United States to move away from the current method of calculation and come up with new one. The June 12 joint statement is the commitment which two countries have pledged to the world, and it is the task both sides should be jointly accountable for. The DPRK remains unchanged in its stand and will to value and implement in good faith the joint statement signed by the top leaders of the DPRK and the US at the first ever summit talks. However, if the United States, a dialogue partner, fails to carry out its obligation and keeps resorting to anti-DPRK hostile policy, the fate of the joint statement will not be promising. Whether the June 12 DPRK-US joint statement will remain effective or turn out to be a mere blank sheet of paper will now be determined by how the US responds to our fair and reasonable stand. Thank you, Mr. President.